Hey developers, welcome back to AI DevTools, the Crazy Router podcast. I'm your host, and today we're talking about something a lot of people overcomplicate, building an AI chatbot. If you've looked at chatbot tutorials recently, you've probably seen the same pattern. First, you create an OpenAI account, then maybe an Anthropic account, then maybe Gemini. Then you start wiring SDKs together, handling model differences, and figuring out billing across multiple providers. But for a basic chatbot, you do not need all that complexity. Today, I want to show you the simpler path. Build an AI chatbot in about 10 minutes with one API key. Most chatbot tutorials mix together too many problems. You're trying to build a chat UI, you're trying to manage message history, you're trying to pick a model, and at the same time, you're also trying to manage provider accounts, API formats, and pricing. That last part is where most beginners get stuck. The good news is that the core chatbot loop is actually very simple. You send a list of messages to a model, get a response back, and render it in your app. So instead of building around a single provider, a better approach is to start with one API layer that can talk to multiple models. Here is the basic stack: a front end, maybe plain HTML or React, a tiny back end in Node.js or Python, one API key, one base URL, and any model you want behind it. That means you can start with a cheap model, switch to Claude for better writing, or try Gemini for long context without rewriting your app. For most developers, that is the difference between a one-evening prototype and a weekend of SDK cleanup. Here's the idea in plain English. Step 1. Store the conversation as a messages array. Step 2. Send that array to a chat completions endpoint. Step 3. Append the assistant reply and return it to the front end. If you're using an OpenAI-compatible endpoint, the code is tiny. In JavaScript, it looks like this. That is basically the heart of your chatbot. The real benefit is not just convenience, it is flexibility. With one API key, you can start with a cheap model for testing, switch to a better model for production, compare responses across providers, add fallback if one model is slow, avoid locking your app into a single vendor. A lot of teams only realize this later, after they already built the whole product around one model and now migration hurts. If you start with a gateway approach, your chatbot stays portable from day one. Here's a simple rule of thumb. Use a small, low-cost model for basic support bots and prototypes. Use Claude when tone and writing quality matter. Use Gemini when you need long context. Use DeepSeek when cost matters a lot. The point is not to pick the perfect model on day one. The point is to make switching easy. Once the chatbot works, then you can layer on the advanced stuff. Streaming responses, memory and conversation summaries, tool calling, retrieval from your docs, user accounts and rate limits, analytics and cost tracking. But none of those should block version 1. Your first goal is simple. Get a working chat loop on screen. Building an AI chatbot is no longer the hard part. The hard part is usually all the provider fragmentation around it. If you remove that with one API key and one compatible endpoint, the whole project becomes much easier to reason about. So if you've been putting off your chatbot project because it feels too messy, start smaller. Build the basic loop. Keep the backend thin. Use one API layer, then swap models as you learn what your users actually need. You can do that with Crazy Router at crazyrouter.com, where one key gives you access to hundreds of AI models through the same API shape. Thanks for listening. If this episode helped, subscribe for more practical AI developer breakdowns, and I'll see you in the next one.